ABC Listen. Podcasts, radio, news, music, and more.
Delay, then deny. Have you ever struggled to get a response from an insurer, or have they fought you on the details of your claim? Well, customers are increasingly calling them out for not paying out. Today, investigative reporter Adele Ferguson reveals the dirty tricks of insurance companies. I'm Sam Hawley on Gadigal Land in Sydney. This is ABC News Daily. Adele, I think what a lot of people find with insurance for health or for our homes, whatever it might be, we pay a lot, but then when we actually need it, we don't seem to get much back, and sometimes we get nothing at all.
Yeah, that's absolutely right. The mantra seems to be delay, deny, litigate.
Yeah.
That seems to be a common message that's coming through so many emails that I've got. It's coming through a parliamentary inquiry into the 2022 floods, that people just aren't getting paid, or if they are, it's too little.
So you've spoken to a lot of people about their insurance policies, and they've really been struggling with the providers, including Alan Bush. Now tell me about him.
Yes, so Alan Bush is 74. He's dying of cancer, and the insurance company knew this when they were dealing with him. He'd been paying his premiums for 40 years.
I never minded paying the insurance at all, because I hoped I would never need to use it. And secondly, I was glad to pay it because collectively that money would be supporting other people that were in the insurance pool.
And then he got caught up in the 2022 floods in regional Victoria, lodged a claim and was knocked back. Kept on lodging the claims, and then eventually the insurer offered him just over $1,000 and $10,000 for a damaged pump. The whole house was destroyed.
What I saw was just total despair, because at first it was just wet. But then, of course, within a very, very short time, it was impossible to be able to live in there. There's the stench, you know, of that moisture soaked into the furniture and parts of the construction of the house.
He had to live in a caravan. He kept saying, you know, I was so polite to them. And he didn't know what to do because he was really struggling.
Very, very upsetting that I was thinking that nothing was going to happen, so I felt total abandonment and isolation.
And he got help from Financial Rights Legal Centre, and they looked after him pro bono, as well as the local council. And after a year, the insurance company finally paid him $500,000. Which really says a lot about what's going on here. You shouldn't have to be getting legal help in order to get your claim paid out.
Oh my gosh. Okay. And then more than a year later, they finally pay up $500,000. So did he get to rebuild his house, Adele?
He's really just received it. So he's deciding what to do. But
right.
You know, the point is this poor gentleman dying of cancer has had to live in this tiny caravan while he's been battling the insurance company.
I bought a brand new four-wheel drive ute and then start looking around for another caravan, and I found one. I'll maintain that lifestyle for as long as I can and until I feel strong enough to make any necessary decisions in regard to what I'm going to do with the house.
And it does sound like the company was trying to get out of paying up, given it took a year for them to do that. Can you explain, Adele, how insurers get away with these kind of things? Because it's not as simple as just paying your insurance and then you're covered, right?
No, that's right. So what they do is they will delay it, is one tactic. They will deny it, or they'll threaten legal action. They'll make lowball offers, and they'll use wording in the policy, such as lack of maintenance or wear and tear. So, for example, if there's a flood, they'll say, well, the damage that's being caused is because of wear and tear or lack of maintenance of the property, so therefore it's void.
And as you said, Alan had paid his insurance fees for 40 years, so he did all the right things. We know we're paying a lot more for insurance, we all know that, but how much more do we know that?
Yeah, so premiums are absolutely going up and up, and the latest CPI data shows that insurance prices have increased on average by 16% in the last 12 months. And the ABS bases that on higher reinsurance, which is insurers buy reinsurance. So they buy insurance from another insurance company to cover themselves, a bit like we do with insurance. So the premiums have gone up on the reinsurance. And also in natural disaster areas, premiums have gone up a lot because of the claims. And in fact, in some areas, people can't even get insurance because it's so expensive. So that's all contributed to an average increase in premiums of 16% in the last 12 months.
Which is just so much. All right. So our premiums are going up. And by the way, at the same time, the companies are making bigger profits, aren't they?
They're making huge profits. This is, you know, this is a really great time for insurance companies. The biggest insurance companies like IAG, which has brands such as NRMA Insurance, RACV and CGU, they made a 75% profit increase just in the last half year. QBE doubled its profit, and Suncorp, which has brands such as AAMI and Vero, their insurance profit was up more than 50%. It's a lot. It's a very big industry. It's a multi-billion dollar industry. Premiums are going up, profits are going up, and the share prices are rocketing ahead.
And it's not like we have a choice. We really do, in most cases, have to have this insurance.
Yeah, that's absolutely right.
So let's now, Adele, go back to what's happening to hold these insurers accountable, particularly after their handling of payouts after several big flooding events in 2022 and the treatment of customers like Alan Bush, as we've talked about. So what is going on to make this better?
So what we have is a parliamentary inquiry into insurance companies and how they've treated customers during the 2022 floods.
Thank you, Chair. Andrew Hall, CEO, Insurance Council of Australia. I'd like to start by apologising on behalf of the industry to those whose claims were not handled to the standard our industry strives to achieve during the floods of 2022.
We've heard evidence about policy holders being coerced, gaslit, ghosted, very vindictive behaviour, lies being told. That was from Anglicare, the deliberate withholding of building and claim reports. Are you embarrassed and ashamed by that evidence?
I'm not happy to hear it one bit, Mr. G.
Are you ashamed of it?
I'm not proud to hear that that has happened, and I'm sorry to hear that for the consumer.
Why can't you say?
And at the end of that inquiry will be a report with recommendations, and hopefully those recommendations will translate into change. We've also had the corporate regulator, ASIC, do an investigation last year into claims handling and price handling. And two withering reports came out there where people were just being gouged by insurance companies. They found all the things that the parliamentary inquiries found, including delays, denials, people getting charged for things that they shouldn't. 5.6 million people have been overcharged, over $800 million. There's been fines of some of these companies, and the regulator is saying that more will be done. But right now, not a lot has changed.
And I suppose the insurance agencies would argue that because of natural disasters becoming more frequent due to climate change, premiums do actually need to go up. So, you know, they're not a charity, they're a business. That's one argument, isn't it?
That's exactly right. And they are right. But you then have to look at when does it become an exploitation? And if premiums are going up, but people aren't getting paid out quick enough, and there are delays, and there are denials of legitimate insurance claims, you then have to say, is that profit too much, and they should be paying people out, and they should be investing in their systems?
So there's these reports out. We know there's a problem, obviously, but what can be done to actually fix it then?
There needs to be a standardisation of the definition of policies so that they can be compared. Right now, there aren't standard definitions. And so insurance companies can say, well, what about maintenance? What about repairs? And they can get out of it. There's too many exclusions that people don't know about in the fine print. There needs to be more transparency, and there needs to be better systems. Because with the floods, what the insurance company said was, we just didn't have enough resources and our systems couldn't cope with it. But you've got to remember, these are insurance companies. Their systems should be able to cope with it. They have enough profits to be able to invest in those systems. So they need to start doing that. And you also need to look at the code. The code of conduct for insurance companies isn't mandatory. Something needs to be done there, and the penalties need to be higher when they're caught doing the wrong thing.
Yeah, absolutely. So, Adele, we pay insurance companies and big money because we want to know that when things go wrong, like our house is flooded or there's a fire, that we're going to be okay. So can we really even trust these insurance companies to really look after us and pay up?
Well, the way it's working at the moment, it's very hard to trust them. They take too long to pay out things, and they fight tooth and nail when an insurance policy is lodged. You know, some people have quick turnarounds, but with more complicated cases and big monies involved, there just seems to be too many delays. There's too much of a theme going on. There are some systemic issues in the general insurance industry that need to be looked at.
And how many Allens are out there, do you think?
I think there are many tens of thousands of Allens out there. If you look across car insurance, home and contents insurance, life insurance, travel insurance, the list goes on.
Adele Ferguson is an investigative reporter with the ABC. This episode was produced by Bridget Fitzgerald, with audio production by Sam Dunn. Our supervising producer is David Cody. I'm Sam Hawley. ABC News Daily will be back again tomorrow. Thanks for listening.